We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I was just talking about being stuck on that tarmac, that airport tarmac at LaGuardia. I love saying that, like I'm doing something, you know, like, oh, it's LaGuardia.
Yeah.
Good to be there.
Yeah, dropping LaGuardia carries a little there.
Or JFK.
Like, oh, New York City.
Yeah. And I had to download the Delta app, which made me seem really official, too. Like, the ticket was on the app. I was like, yeah, I got my ticket right
here. Oh, yeah, right here. Scan it.
I don't think Biggie is even aware of what you did the day before. I was watching you in the office. You were trying to check in online.
On the way out, when I was leaving to go.
24 hours pre.
I went on to check in, and you needed a confirmation number.
Where's my code?
Which I couldn't find. I went to Delta.com, couldn't find my confirmation. I couldn't find it.
They didn't send me one.
So I ran all around the building and said, does anybody know my confirmation?
Where's my code? Do you know my code?
Finally, I found it. It was in an email, and it was only written in font about 3 inches big.
And Mark highlighted and said, do not delete this.
This we'll is your confirmation.
Save this number. Right.
So I put it in there, and they said, you can download this app to your phone and use your phone, or you can print this and use it as your ticket. And you know exactly what I did.
Yep.
Print,
please.
Paper ticket. Mm-hmm.
So I had a piece of paper, piece of typing paper in there just flashing around the airport, you know.
It would have been funny if it smeared and they couldn't scan it.
That's the start of Rube in the city. I just had a piece of, everybody else using their phone. I took out a piece of paper. Now, I couldn't print it when I was in New York. I had to check in, and there was no printer.
Hold the line. We got a paper guy here.
Let's see. What time is the Wright brothers plane departing?
Yeah. You know you can get this on your phone. Can I?
I don't want it.
Okay. You could have gone to the business office at your hotel printed it.
Thought about going to the Kinko's across the street, printing up that ticket.
Mm-hmm. Interrupting the guys looking at porn on the computer.
Right.
Oh, are you here to... Oh, you're doing real work. Gross. Yep.
But I went and got the Delta app, and when that thing... Boy, that thing showed up, and every so often it's like, flight delayed. I was like, oh.
Yeah, once they know you're in the system.
Yeah.
I was like, guess who's a business traveler all of a sudden?
I guess it's me.
I got something.
Anybody
I
else get this? Yeah, all of us.
I got something going right here, you know.
I guess I'm a frequent flyer. I'm in the know.
Woo! Well, passengers on a delayed flight from St. Louis to Seattle got an unexpected treat when a jazz star, Dave Koz, and his band.
I know Dave Koz.
You know Dave Koz?
You know where he's got his start?
I do not.
Well, for you, he traveled with he toured with Richard Marx.
Really?
In the late 80s, early 90s.
Really?
Okay, now we're talking.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any Richard Marx songs that had sax solos in them off the top of my head, but he would have been the horn player.
Koz and his band, they're on a flight, St. Louis to Seattle, delayed, mechanical issues. Sounds like they were just like me. They're sitting in the plane on the tarmac, and a flight attendant came over to Dave Koz and said, I couldn't help but notice that you brought your instruments.
And they've been damaged. We don't cover any damages, but we wanted to let you know that trombone's been broken in half.
But since you're a musician, here's a comb and some wax paper. Can you play that little kazoo-looking thing? You know, we're going to be here a while.
They said to Dave Koz, I think it might lift the spirits of the other passengers if you'd play a little bit. And he said, absolutely not. We are not.
I'm Dave Koz. I don't give it away.
But she came back to him a second time and said, look, we're going to be sitting here for hours on this plane. Could you please play the instrument? And that's where the news takes over. And Dave Koz said, all right, we'll do it.
This seemed to be a different circumstance. Everybody's nerves were frayed.
Koz thought some passengers might not like horns playing in people's ears, and bandmate Marcus Anderson was reluctant to start playing.
At the end of it all, we felt really good, and that we just did something great for the world.
Passengers were seen smiling and swaying in their seats.
It just was right, and it brought everybody together in a way that was very special. I will remember that moment for the rest of my life.
So they did it. This is actual from the plane.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? All the passengers are like, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I was skeptical at first, but this is fun.
I don't like fun.
Yeah, but it's kind of, it keep you in a light mood. It's not.
Guess so. I remember one other time when music was played on a plane.
There is only one river.
One time.
There is only one sea. And it flows through you. And it flows through me.
That was an ill-fated,
yeah,
ill-fated flight as well.
Not the worst thing that happened on that flight.
No, that flight went really bad.
That little girl was okay. She's
all right. She's fine. Her heart was jumping all around. She was all right. Dave Koz got him through.
Good for Koz.
It worked out pretty well, that's for sure.
That's a cool story. Yeah, you know, I was on the Koz plane.
Yeah, it worked out very, very well. A woman is being hailed a hero today. We've heard of this before. She's a letter carrier. She's a postal worker near Philadelphia. Sarah Vandelier. She says she has saved a life. She was in the middle of her route when she saw a car veer off the road. The driver was having a medical emergency. She did chest compressions until paramedics that she called got there. And then she continued on her route. Mm. Continued delivering.
That's your favorite part.
The mail.
In my peripheral, I glanced over and I just saw like this little red sedan. Just like, it looked like he cut the turn like too fast. And then I like looked over again and he was like in the middle of a person's yard. I got out of my vehicle and I said, excuse me, sir, like, are you okay? And at this time he was like, he was a little disoriented. The scariest thing, he just slumped in his driver's seat. He was like, he was fighting for his life. I consider myself a hero, but I also just consider myself a human being.
Yeah, I'm a hero. I'm a human. I'm a hero. Oh, she's emotional.
Oh, that's a good follow-up to, yeah, I'm a hero, but
I'm also a human.
Yeah, because the reporter usually prompt you and say, do you think you're a hero?
The answer is,
you're supposed to say no.
You're supposed to say no.
She said yes,
but
I'm also a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And she's welling up about this.
Mm-hmm.
They took the guy to the hospital, and he's going to be okay. He's having a cardiac issue.
Mm.
And she got the mail through, which is their credo.
Yeah.
She's
not everyone is all in on the credo.
We've heard. Boy, that's true. That credo, every time I bring it up.
There's one woman's voice that rings out of my mind.
Every single time. I say, you know, neither rain nor sleep or dead of night.
That credo crap is about a bunch of bull.
She worked at the post office for years, and it was snowing that day when I said,
yeah,
but the credo is the mail comes through.
That credo crap is about a bunch of bull.
Explain it, because I've heard that. I mean, I think that's been around over 100 years, at least.
Over 100 years. Forget that. There's not a piece of letter in this world that's worth me killing myself over.
You think she's going out in the snow? Biggie didn't make it down his driveway in January. No. We just chronicled that. That credo crap ain't
about a bunch of bull.
Forget it. We're not going by that anymore. Bad story today. This is unfortunate. We've had a U.S. tourist now. I guess you could consider it good because she wound up getting her items back after her backpack was stolen. A woman was in Italy. A mom of eight, and it's all
eight.
A mom of eight named Chris McElroy. She shared her video on TikTok, and it went viral. She was in Italy, and apparently several young girls crowded her on a bridge. And by the time she got across the bridge, a few minutes later, she realized, oh, wait a minute. My backpack's been opened, and my purse, which was inside, has been stolen.
My wallet's gone.
Exactly. Not only her wallet. So there's cash and credit cards in there.
Not the passport.
The passport was in there.
That's the big thing.
Oh, now you're in big trouble.
Getting home.
She was flying back from, this was Venice. She was flying back to the United States the next day. So she and her husband decided she still had her phone, and they were able to track her AirPods, which were inside the purse as well.
Love it.
See, that would never work for me because I don't have AirPods. Mm-hmm,
you don't.
And never will. I never feel I'll need those. And she tracked those. Those are literally trackable. Somebody stole my son's AirPods when he was in high school about 4 years ago. And we knew who had them because they were in the kid's locker all the time. And my son would go up to the kid and say, do you have my AirPods? And he'd go, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Just show him the phone.
Mm-hmm. He did. And that kid lied over and over. And they're still friends to this day. Finally, like, you know, a month later, he gave them back. He's like, yeah, I had these all the time.
Sorry, Dylan. Yep. It was a joke.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hate Dylan.
So this woman goes, finds the young women that had stolen her purse. They look to be in their late teens or early 20s. There's a few of them. She approached three. Two ran off. One had her purse. Grabbed her by the ponytail. She's got her by the ponytail.
That's a legal hold in wrestling.
Well, yeah.
Biggie knows that.
Mm-hmm. Not in Venice. Got her. Wouldn't let her go. Had her by the ponytail. The girl screamed, and the woman said, I'm the mom of eight.
Honey.
You got to do better than this.
stole my purse with my passport in it.
Police!
Oh, yeah.
Little girl, I have 8 kids. You're not getting to me.
8 kids.
Call them. That's right. Let's get the police on that. And maybe I'll get my passport back.
This car.
I don't even care if you need cash.
People around say, call the police.
Where the policia?
Call them. That's exactly what she wanted.
I love it. Classic criminal overreaction to the scream trying to scare you away. But she held on. I like this. I like
Man,
this lady.
A handful of hair.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care what you're doing.
You're messing with the wrong Karen. This woman
is international
this
Karen.
Is international Karen.
Mom of eight.
Mom of eight.
Honey.
There's no way.
You can scream all you want.
I love it.
I'm not turning you loose.
I do too. Yeah, there's no way that woman's turning her loose. And the girl screamed, and everybody's like, call the police. She's, oh, yeah, call the police. And she got her stuff back.
Do you think the girl, the thief, were they working for another ring to sell the passports, or were they just pickpocketing?
I mean, they're young.
I know in Italy it's a big deal, I've heard, unfortunately.
I always think of working for a ring.
I always think it's...
You think they're just pickpocketing? Like,
I'm naive.
I mean, a 16-year-old would grab the AirPods. I get that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do anything with a passport.
I mean, she grabbed her whole purse. The purse was in the backpack. She got, so she got money. She got credit cards, passport, AirPods. You know, I've traveled Italy. I've told you this.
Oh, yes.
Busch Gardens doesn't count.
Don't let him do that to you. What's
I was in Italy for real at one point.
Epcot doesn't count.
Okay, I was, but no. Now, Epcot, first of all, Epcot Italy is way better than regular Italy. Epcot Italy is perfect.
He's kind of right.
It's all packed into one spot. There.
Everybody speaks English.
Yes, and you can go to Epcot France if you want to for lunch, and Epcot Italy for dinner. You can do all of that if you want to.
I had hummus 20 minutes ago. Now I'm having a cannoli.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly. You can go to Epcot Mexico for dinner. You can do whatever you want. But I was in real Italy, and I was warned there are people on mopeds that will come by and just grab, you know, this is for the women, just grab your purse right off your shoulder.
You know, that's why we go cross-body bag?
You have to. You have to.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody on your trip to New York, I hope the smart women use cross-body bags.
They did.
Because you can't just yank them off an arm.
And look at you. You were money in sock.
That's right. I put my money, and I learned from last year. You know what happened to me last year when those people got me.
The cassette of the CD guys?
Yeah.
They handed me a CD, and they said, we're from Power 97, which is a legitimate radio station. I said, oh, my God, I'm on the radio. I know Power 97.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, what? Give me some money.
And you need this.
Yeah, and they put it in my hands. And they're like, that's going to cost you. And I said, well, I don't have any money. Let's see what you got. And I was like, all right. And there's my $13. And they're like, oh, man, it is so good to meet somebody that is not afraid of black people.
Yeah, they played right to your guilty white conscience.
And I said, I'm not afraid of black people.
You're right. I am one of the good ones.
And they said, well, then give me all your money. I was like,
all right.
Here's all of it.
Not because I'm scared.
That's right. But remember, I also stopped that robbery in
Italy.
Where a woman was staying.
By clapping and wooing.
Woo! Woo! I don't speak the language. But a swarthy gentleman had his fingers right above a woman's opened purse as she window shopped. And I said, woo! 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 And they both looked at me like I was crazy. You know, I'm just standing there.
And today, that's his daughter, leaving. He's taught her his ways.
What if an Italian reporter had walked up to you and said, Signore, are you a hero?
Si. Si. Hero. But also a human being. That's what I would say.